This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Failure is often celebrated as a key part of innovation. Now there's a new museum devoted to it. Sweden's Museum of Failure opened last month. Reporter John Lawrenson went to Helsingborg on the southern coast of Sweden to take a look.
This is the Roland 303 synthesizer.
In the Failure Museum with its creator, the Icelandic-American psychologist Samuel West, who's telling me about the history of the 303 that was supposed to sound like a bass guitar.
The problem with it is that it sounds nothing like a bass guitar.
Okay, that is a problem.
That's a problem. And it wasn't popular. They couldn't basically not give them away. It was a weird sort of sound to it. And the manual weighed more than the actual device.
Uh-huh.
And then it was so difficult to program, so people just gave up.
Then DJs in Chicago got hold of this synth after the thing had gone out of production and invented acid house music. There's usually a moral to the 70 tales of failure in this museum. For the Roland 303, it might be what your product's good for might not be what you think it's good for. For $10, you can come in and find out why Apple Newton failed or Colgate TV dinners. But if failure doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. As Winston Churchill said, success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Helsingborg City Council's head of future, Mikko Grönholm. I met him as he was addressing a conference on innovation. The municipality is contributing funds to the Failure Museum. I asked him if he was worried about making this city a sort of European failure capital.
I would love that, make Helsingborg a capital of failure. Because everybody that works with innovation, that works with new stuff, startups for instance, know that failure is important for innovation. If you want to innovate, if you want to develop something, if you do want something new, you have to accept that failure is not an option. You have to fail.
To prevent it from failing, Failure Museum founder West is hoping corporations will pay $1,000 for private tours. In Helsingborg, Sweden, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.